up. It's time to go to work.
All right, girl, let me get my stuff.
Okay.
Baby.
Hey, baby. Yeah. Baby, we just got this insurance brochure in the mail, and I really think we should get some now that we're married.
No, what we need is laundry insurance. What the hell happened to my white shirt, Gina? Huh? I ain't trying to get caught out there looking like Gumby. What happened, baby?
No, no, Martin. You look more like a ghetto Smurf.
See, I wasn't even talking to you. Since it's time to eat, why don't you hatch a few eggs? You know how you do.
What's up? What's up?
So many different types of insurance.
Rest assured, our policies cover everything from loss of limb to an untimely demise, leaving the bereaved, shall we say, paid. For an arm, you get $50,000.
I hate to ask this, but how much do we get if one of us should
die?
Yeah, you don't have to sound so happy about it. Whoa, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, we all have to go sometime. Mm-hmm. But if it's an accident, you get paid double.
And Gina planned to kill my boy!
Up in age yourself, you might want to take my card.
Achoo! Take this!
Mrs. Payne, what is this all about?
Oh, don't play dumb with me, Gina. You know damn well what this is all about. You got too much head to be stupid.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, what?
You're mad at me because I don't know how to do Martin's laundry like you do?
You know, don't get flipped with me, Gina. I knocked them damn teeth out your mouth. Now you're looking like a Hollywood pumpkin. Boom! Yeah! Just solid, Gina.
Look, I am doing the best I can to take care of Martin, okay?
What? Well, let me tell you something. Because that's my boy. I'm gonna come down to my boy. You take care of him. And you remember this. Every move you make, every breath you take, I'll be watching you. Didn't even have a damn nerve to invite me to the wedding. I'm still pissed about that. Sick thighs.
I can't take it no more. Martin's mother tries to run on lines and he just sits there.
He's not sitting, he's just short.
I'm serious, Pam. You know, she makes him biscuits, she does his laundry, she changes our sheets. She tucks the corners in so tight, I roll over, almost broke a toe.
Girl, I would love it if somebody did my laundry.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind it so much, but she keeps throwing out my cute little underwear. Give me these. What I'm supposed to do with this? She says stuff like, bikini underwear are for skeezers. And does Martin take up for me? He just, no.
You know how brothers are, man. You know what I mean? They love their mothers like they love cooked food.
Yeah, well, what am I supposed to do, Pam?
Well, you can do like his mother does.
Girl, you know I can't grow no mustache. Ha!
Gina, you gotta take control. I mean, beat his mother at her own game. Kill him with kindness, girl. You know what I'm saying? Make him forget his mama biscuits.
Ooh, I could do that. I could make him forget it. Girl, you so stank. I'm
always
stank.
Hey, hey. All right. Why y'all in here looking like a couple of stanks? All Okay, baby, what's going on?
Baby, look, we really need to talk, honey.
Well, should we go outside? You know how Deputy Dog got them highly sensitive ears. Have our business all in the street.
Move out of my way. As much as I can't stand him.
Sorry.
Just kill him with kindness. Lay it on him.
All right, girl. Thanks. Right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Baby.
Martin, baby, yeah. We really gotta talk. Your mother busted in here with the laundry, right? Then she came back with some biscuits, right?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mama came back with some biscuits? Gina, where my mama biscuits? Yeah. Where my mama biscuits?
Damn, Martin.
Oh, boo. You didn't want none of my... You didn't want none of mama biscuits, baby?
I can't. She said if I touch one, she make my eyes even tighter.
Then you better leave him alone.
Whatever. I'm gonna go change.
Okay, you do that, but how you gonna turn down a mama biscuit? Damn. Oh. Damn, mama's slipping. What's it? A note in the damn biscuit.
Martin? Psst, I say Martin! Look, get out of there as fast as you can! Applehead is trying to... Turn over the note. Boy, I said turn over the note. Applehead is trying to shut you up. For the insurance money?
Oh, damn, mama's losing it.
I'm losing it! I overheard her and the insurance man playing at it this morning. Now look, hurry up and swallow the note. Swallow it before Applehead come out and catch me and know that I'm told. Oh, I'm scared of that guy!
Martin! Martin, baby?
Yeah, baby?
Baby, we really need to talk about this insurance policy soon.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the insurance policy, baby. But what's the hurry?
Oh, none. You know, I just want to get some in case, you know, something might happen. Hey, baby, can you get me a drink of water, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that sound like mama. That sound like mama. Yeah, sure, baby. I'll get you something to drink. Baby, do you want a big glass or a little glass?
You know what? At this point, it really doesn't matter.
Oh.
Either one of you got insurance, man.
Well, shoot, I was thinking about getting something for the pacer until I realized the payments cost more than the car note.
Wait. Cole, you brick it like that and still paying on that pacer? That pacer must be, what, 18 years old, man?
Yeah, I know. 22 more payments and she all mine time.
I'm talking about life insurance. Yeah, Gina got some for me, right? But something about it ain't right.
What you mean something about it ain't right? That's what people do when they're planning families.
True, true. So you mean Gina just being responsible?
That's it.
My baby Gina would never ever set me up for the loot.
Gina set you up for the loot? Come on, man, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Not me. I'd have heard some stupid things in my time.
Yeah, most of them came right out your mouth, Cole.
Nah, Tommy, some things have been happening. Some strange things have been happening.
What things, Martin?
Okay, well, look, I go to eat one of my mama biscuits, right? Mm-hmm. And there lies a note in the middle of the biscuit that say, watch your back about Gina. Yeah.
Your mom's is always right, man. They got that, women's intermission.
Martin, your mama. She tends to.
My mama tends to what, Tommy?
What?
My mama tends to what? No. Because don't go talking about my mama, man. All right? Because I kick you so hard, you grow a shag. Bam.
All right. Just tell us what else happened, man.
Well, what happened was, I'm standing out there right after the biscuit thing happened.
Right.
Okay, she hollers out, Martin, can you get me some water? This is Gina I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right? So I say, yeah, baby, I'll get you some water. Right?
Right.
At that point, I go to open the cabinet. Ka-goom! 3 cans, man. Damn, them fell on my head. I could have been out of here, man. But the only thing that saved me was the ears, man. The ears broke the fall, man.
My brother, I'm sure it was just an accident. That's it.
They were 3 cans of pork and beans, Tommy. 3 identical cans.
Yo, trip this. Big Shirley tried to kill me once too, man.
What?
Yup. Over a pork chop.
I can't even talk about it, man. I just...
Okay, now I'm gonna ask you a question. And you be serious with me now. And this is about my baby. You think, Gina living fine?
Let me put it to you like this, bruh. She probably at home right now, back at your crib, setting you up, make it look like an accident, all
right? Right.
Now look, remember, Gina went to college, man. She know how to get broke off.
Something wrong with you, Cole. No, I'm sure something really wrong with you. You know that Gina would never do anything to hurt Martin for any amount of money. I don't care how much it is.
$2 million? Kill you for $2 million.
For $2 million, I'd kill myself.
Why, Gina? Why? Didn't I give you everything?
Everything but $2 million. See that?
Hey.
What?
You smell like?
Smell that. What the hell is that?
That would be me, yeah. My bad. Moms had made chili for lunch. You nasty.
Nah. It's more than a chili thing. It's more than a chili what? Thing. Oh,
should
damn I... the stove.
Shut the gas or oh, this ain't no joke, man.
Now you believe in what I'm saying? Okay, now I could be taken out any minute. Now this is not no joke, y'all.
No.
Oh, damn, the clock is ticking on that.
Martin, it's just an alarm clock.
But now it's a broke alarm clock, Tommy.
Whiplash! Somebody waxed the hell out of that floor!
Wait a minute. You know what? I just saw Gina earlier with a full bucket of mop and glow. Man, the fall was for me.
Well, he's right.
You know what? Look. It's time for me to go to work. I gotta go.
Got no job, man.
Tonight's the night, Pam. Oh, yeah, girl. When I'm done with him, he won't know what hit him. Trust.
Pam, a Doberman will always turn on you.
Okay, girl, I gotta go. All right, bye.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right, I'm cool.
Good. Baby, dinner will be ready soon, so why don't you go over there and have a seat, okay?
Okay, well, why can't you put down the fork? Why you got to swing the fork like that?
Oh, all right. Whatever.
Well, whatever.
Martin, baby, I made all your favorites, and to top it off, chocolate cake. It's to die for.
It's to die for.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Hello, 911. Yeah, how long y'all stay open?
Martin, who are you calling?
Oh, that was nobody, baby. That was the wrong number.
Well, doesn't matter anyway. Dinner's ready. Oh, baby, I made you a
I don't want no steak.
What?
No, I don't want no steak. I'm a vegetarian.
Martin, stop playing. Look, let's have a toast, all right? Hold this. Take it. This is to us.
Yeah.
And for us to be together forever and ever. Till death do us part.
Ouch, yeah, got an itch.
What?
Got an itch on the back, yeah. Yeah, right up, oh, go down a little, yeah. Bring it over to the under your, right, go right up under the blade. Yeah, right up under the blade. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's right there, baby. Why don't you drink?
Okay.
Drink. Sip on. Sip on.
You know what, Martin? You... You gotta taste this, babe. Got to taste this. I worked on this all day. Have some. Open up, baby.
Baby, your hair look... Who did your hair?
Me?
Girl, your hair look... Your hair looking like a bomb. I say your hair looking like the bomb.
Really?
Yeah! Who did it?
Me.
The stylist. Turn around. Let me see. Girl, give me that. That steak was the bomb. I'm telling you, you put just the right amount of seasoning on that, girl. I'm telling you. And see, that's why I knew we get married. I knew that.
Martin, you know what? You seem a little tense. Let me give you a massage.
No, baby, I'm not tensed at all,
no,
baby.
Relax, baby. Sit back. Don't make me come after you now.
Baby, it's been a long weekend.
How does that feel, baby?
What you mean, how does that feel? You got your strength?
Come on, would you relax? Let go. How does that feel?
I feel like you...
Come on, man.
It feel like you... Too damn close to my Adam's apple, Gina. You trying to choke me?
What is your problem?
$2 million, Gina. The policy. Yeah, that's my problem. You know what? I ain't going out like that. If I got to fight you like you a man, I'll fight you, Gina. Bounce with it, Gina.
Martin, do you think that I'm trying to kill you? Where would you get an idea like that?
Well, Mama has...
Oh, jeez.
Well, no, Mama has said she heard you and the insurance man over talking about what y'all gonna do to me and how if you take a limb or a leg, you know what I mean, you could get 75 G's and 25 G's
Martin,
for an ear and...
Martin! If your mother would have stayed for the whole story, she would have gotten it straight.
You mean my mama didn't get the story straight?
No.
Well, what's up with the insurance policy? What was all that about? Because I know Mama wouldn't lie on it.
Martin, the thing isn't even signed, all right? Look, it's not signed. I just wanted to talk to you about it.
Oh, wow. Brian, stop.
What is wrong with you now?
Nauseous once again. Baby, at this point, the stomach's bubbling. I'm feeling a little traumatization right now. Give me a minute.
Don't get back, bro. Don't get it on my car.
Give me a minute. Where's my money? I said, where's my money? Stepping your boundaries. Are you strapped?
You can threaten me, but I'm standing up for what's mine, okay?
What's yours?
That's right.
Well, let me tell you something. Martin's my boy.
Yeah, well, he's my husband. Okay, I am good to that man.
Well, I overheard you and the insurance man.
I am not done yet. That's right. You heard wrong. See, I may not wait on Martin like you do, but I love him more than anything else in this world. And you're just going to have to realize that there are two Mrs. Paynes in this world now. This is my house. I run this.
You got me ready to bust out. You know, I like the way you stepped up.
Oh, really?
Been a
women for a change.
Brian!
You keep that up, Mama might learn to respect you.
Well, wait. Do you think that maybe one day you might learn to like me?
Hell no!
Baby.
Yeah.
Was that Mama's voice I heard?
Yeah, she was here. Now she's back out terrorizing the streets.
Was she all right? Is she okay?
Martin, you know what? I really think you should worry less about your mama and a little bit more about me. I mean, baby, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I was the number one woman in your life.
You are the number one woman in my life. And you my wife. And I love you.
I love you. That's what I love to hear. Let's toast to that baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all right, we get a little toast. We get a little toast.
I love you.
Oh.
Let me get you.
Okay, you got it? Got to lift it? All right. Sorry. Here's to, first of all, marriage. But here's to love.
Yes.
Honor.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yes.
Most of all, let it be heard. Most of all, trust.
Wow.
Here.
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
You know what?
Yeah, baby, talk to me. I mean, I'm home. Don't waste my time.
We need some.
There. Myra, can you just give him the story point? I'm not gonna try to top that.